are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The late Congressman John Lewis helped lead hundreds of peaceful voting rights demonstrators over the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. It was 58 years ago, and state troopers and sheriff's deputies brutally beat the protesters. Well, today, President Biden went to Alabama to mark the somber occasion. Correspondent Christian Benavides.
President Biden is in Selma, Alabama, to commemorate the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, a flashpoint in the civil rights movement.
On this bridge, blood was given to help redeem the soul of America.
The president joined others in a march across the historic Edmund Pettus Bridge.
Some 140,000 homes and businesses are in the dark tonight in Kentucky. That's according to PowerOutage.us. Severe storms hit the state Friday. WKYT-TV's Helly DeVore talked to the local utility.
KU is asking people for their patience as this widespread damage cannot be fixed right away.
This is the third most significant weather event in the last 20 years. For Kentucky utilities.
And they are also seeking out-of-state assistance.
We have about 1,200 resources that are coming from neighboring states.
There is still no determinate time as to when the power will be restored.
Well, thousands of power customers in Michigan are dealing with another round of blackouts after Friday's severe weather there. Nearly 500,000 people lost power during a February ice storm, too. The COVID pandemic changed a lot, especially where we live. New census data shows that as people decided to buy homes, they left big states like New York and California. CBS's Joy Benedict takes a look at the numbers.
Many of those leaving are now calling Florida and Texas home. Kafir Cohen owns a moving company.
I would say there was growth of almost 100%.
Experts say it's a combination of high housing costs, schools, the ability to work remotely, and taxes.
United Nations countries reach a deal to protect creatures that live in international waters. Rebecca Helm teaches marine biology at Georgetown University.
This text represents the first real step in our high seas treaty, the global high seas treaty that will help protect biodiversity beyond national jurisdiction. It was a huge Herculean effort.
A sightseeing flight on Long Island, New York, ends in a deadly accident. The small single-engine plane erupted in flames when trying to make an emergency landing. One person has died. Two others are in critical condition. This is CBS News.
Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. Call or click today and find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Inc. Heavy with Essential Last Crack. Two from Last Crack every week at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Heavy. That was Icicle, Bullet Train before that. Both of them off of the Uprising CD that was released back in 2019, their latest album. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. I'm Jimmy K. Rocker is off tonight. Had to take off early to take care of, who knows, Rocker stuff. You know, we got quite the lineup here on Max Inc. Heavy coming up in the month of March. We have some great guests. Next week, we actually have two interviews scheduled. One with Carbellion. You heard the news. They're playing at the Max Inc. Bomb Blastica on April 15th. The Faith Hills Have Eyes are going to visit Max Inc. Radio next week, too. They've got that brand new album, The Riff Elephant, and their CD release show coming up very soon as well. So next week, definitely want to tune into that. Rogue Rat, they have a brand new CD coming out. They're going to be on the show on the 25th. If you would like to be on Max Inc. Heavy, by all means, shoot us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com, maxincradio@gmail.com. Love to hear what you have going on. Send us your music. We'll get it on the air for you. Tell us where you're playing your shows. It's just that easy. Tunes on the way. We're getting a little punky this hour. We got some 4 Asper Morning, the Takeaways. We'll do the Brash Menagerie. We'll get that Rogue Rat in the playlist, too. These guys are brand new to Madison. Their new CD will be coming out shortly. It's called Turn to Stone. Looks Can Kill is the name of the band. They got a couple shows coming up, too. They'll be in Neenah, Wisconsin at Cranky Pat's on April 29th, down in Harvard, Illinois on May 6th. June 3rd, they'll be over at Milwaukee at Hempfest. And then on July 22nd, they'll be back in Madison playing Snortfest at the Crucible. Check this out. Brand new rock and roll from Madison is called Looks Can Kill, Can't Change on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
What?
listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, I dig a hole,
Dig a Hole, that's for Aspen Morning on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That's from 2013. Cash Poor Liquor Rich was the name of that album. Pretty cool stuff. Before that, Takeaways and their latest one, End Up Here. They're going to have a show Saturday, April 29th at the Crystal Corner Bar with Flatfoot and Something to Do. That's going to be a fun show. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy Kay. It's Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the Full Metal Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. They're a locally owned restaurant. They have great beer because they make beer right there. Really good menu. And they're going to have some live music and outdoor seating as soon as the weather gets nice. Check them out online, fullmetalbeercompany.com. Also by the spaceship.tv. Check listings, see a show, buy tickets. The spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Check their shows out, and if you're in a band, if you want to play there, dude, that's a great place to play. TheSpaceship.tv, TheSpaceship.tv. Music on the way from Rogue Rat. We'll do some Bad Ear and the Brash Menagerie. That's next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Hey, Mrs. K, get off Mr. K and listen to Max Inc. Radio.
Get out of here or I'll kick your ass.
Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. President Biden went to Selma, Alabama today to commemorate the 58th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. Police back then beat peaceful voting rights protesters crossing the Edmund Pettus Bridge. Mr. Biden told the crowd he was in college when it happened, feeling guilty.
How could we all be up there and you going through what you went through, looking at those? I can still picture, the troopers with their batons and wands and whips.
Out-of-state utility crews are helping restore power in Kentucky after Friday's severe weather. Daniel Lowry is a utility spokesman.
They're dealing with broken poles, down wires. We have a couple thousand, at least, down wires that we've been dealing with.
UN countries sign a treaty to protect ocean life. The BBC's Moria Alderson has more.
After more than a decade of negotiations, the countries of the United Nations have agreed the first ever treaty to protect the world's oceans that lie outside national boundaries.
CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Hear that? If you own a business, that's a problem. What you really need is this. If you want to make your phone ring this spring, we have just the thing. Sponsor weather forecasts on your local Civic Media station. We've slashed prices on our premium weather sponsorships up to 50%. Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th.
Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio.
How many times will you try to steal an election? Undermine the moral standards of a nation. Pander to hate in a bright orange clown suit. Idiocracy rooted in senseless brutes.
Unconscious
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
as you close your eyes and fall asleep. Watch the world go by. Suddenly you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me. You end up
Charcoal Black. That's off their latest album. They're going to be in Chicago on March 17th at G-Man's Tavern. And then they're going to be in Madison at the Majestic Theater for the Rock and Roll High School Tribute to Punk at the Majestic Theater. April 7th is the date for that show. That's going to be a pretty cool show at the Majestic. Still tunes on the way from Mescalis. We'll do some 94 Distortion and some Seasides. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Don't forget, we got a packed show next week. Let me just pull up the calendar here. So next week on Maxime Carino, check this out. Chad Woodhall from Forward Coffee here in Madison, he's going to stop in and tell us about all the good coffee. Hopefully we'll have a coffee maker or a presser or something like that here in the studio. We can have some coffee next Saturday night. That'd be fun. We're going to launch a new segment called the Local Venue Spotlight next week. Look for that. Terry Barr is going to sit down and have an interview with Irene Keegan Jr. Kelsey Miles is going to be live in the Devil's Lair. And then here on Max Inc. Heavy, Carbellion and the Faith Hills Have Eyes. So that's next week on Max Inc. Radio. Don't forget you hit the Max Inc. Radio page at civicmedia.us to get all the information about podcasts from the previous shows. All right, let's get into some classic punk here. Some Bacardi Type 35. What is this, like 100 years old or something like that? I don't know. It's great stuff. Wendy's doing a solo show sometime in Madison. I don't have the details in front of me. Maybe check that out. Probably at Mickey's. Bacardi Type 35 and Trish Dresser. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
We are the
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Camera, action! It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
When a student lacks basic needs like food, clothing, and learning materials, attending school can be a challenge.
And that can make it impossible to thrive.
At Communities in Schools, we address this issue by ensuring that students have everything they need to re-engage in learning,
access to technology and school supplies,
and even emotional support.
By bringing communities of support to students, we're achieving equitable learning conditions.
And that's what Communities in Schools is all about.
Learn more at communitiesinschools.org.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. It could be a week of cleanup in parts of the South and Midwest hit with huge storms over the past few days. That includes Kentucky, where thousands are in the dark tonight. WKYT-TV's Samantha Valentino is in Lexington.
Crews have been staying busy, working 16-hour shifts to get the lights back on. KU has about 500 crews that have been working to restore power. But spokesperson for KU, Daniel Lowry, says they've seen a lot of progress so far.
At the height, we had more than 300,000 customers across LG&E and KU that were without power.
But they're adding even more crews from their out-of-state mutual assistance partners.
In Selma, Alabama.
Who like us was a revolutionary.
Yes.
And who like us rose again. It is in the
58 years ago to the day since what's known as Bloody Sunday, President Biden was there today using the memory of that day to recommit to a cornerstone of democracy. He said the fundamental rights fought for that day remain under assault. Some more odd and deadly plane mishaps this weekend. First, someone on board a small business jet died after the aircraft hit severe turbulence. WFSB-TV's Mike Cirillo was in Connecticut, where the flight was diverted to, and speaks to an aviation expert.
Death from turbulence is extraordinarily rare.
But investigators believe it's to blame for what happened Friday afternoon.
Wouldn't be surprised in the least if there was blunt trauma injury as a result of being thrown around a cockpit while this passenger was unsecured.
Based on what we know so far, aviation expert Michael Tiger believes the passenger wasn't wearing a seatbelt. Investigators haven't confirmed that, but Tiger says turbulence is a normal part of flying.
Next to Long Island, New York, where a small plane crashed down today near an airport, one person died, two others were hurt. John Rowan is with the Suffolk County Police Department.
The pilot was reporting smoke in the cockpit. That aircraft was attempting to return to Republic Airport, where unfortunately did not make it. They were on a sightseeing tour. They had been airborne for some time.
Prince Harry and his wife Meghan have been invited to the coronation of King Charles in May, ending months of speculation. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
A spokesperson for the couple confirmed they received an email correspondence regarding the event, but it is not clear if they will attend. Prince Harry and Meghan's relationship with the king has been a strained one since they stepped down from royal duties in 2020.
Developing news in the tennis world as top-ranked Novak Djokovic has withdrawn to play Indian Wells, having lost his bid to enter the U.S. unvaccinated to play in the Southern California event. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
It's time to think about your tax refund. And Jackson Hewitt wants you to think biggest. As in, we guarantee you'll get your biggest refund or your money back plus $100. Who offers that? Come to think of it, nobody. It's one of the biggest guarantees out there and why you can't just file with anybody. For your guaranteed biggest refund, go to Jackson Hewitt today. Your wallet will thank you. When every dollar matters, it matters who does your taxes.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Yeah.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's artists supporting artists, in their own words.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, March 6th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in the Courthouse, Room 114, and the Residential Options Committee will meet at 9 a.m. in Room 115. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 p.m. at City Hall. In Portage County, the Space and Properties Committee will meet at 3 p.m. in Annex Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30 p.m. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 p.m. in the Community Room. The Village of Whiting Plan Commission begins at 5 p.m. In Adams County, the Opioid Educational Opportunity will take place from 9 a.m. to noon at the Community Center. The Workplace Safety Meeting will be from 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Courthouse. The Adams City Council meeting will take place from 6 to 7 p.m. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory continues until 6 a.m. this morning. Cloudy skies expected overnight with snow likely. Lows around 32. Winds out of the east 15 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for mixed precipitation. Highs around 36. Lows level off around 23. Tomorrow night, 4 to 8 inches of snow overnight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 33.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM. Living like a kid in the summertime. I wanna live, yeah. I'm living like a kid in the summertime. So let's fly, yeah. Wherever we go, it's always weekend. We'll have a good time on the weekend. That's where the girls are on the weekend. Wherever we go.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Imagine planning your wedding in just one day. Pre-register for tickets at madcitybridoexpo.com and receive a $200 gift card. Tickets are also available at the door for $10. Read all the details at madcitybridoexpo.com and like them on Facebook. It's the Mad City Brido Expo, Sunday, March 26th at the Monona Terrace in Madison. Your ring is just the beginning.
Leprechauns and Wisconsinites have a lot of things in common.
You are listening to W.